Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Ann Baldwin, one of the hosts of the show, and today I am proud to announce that Beth Connor from The Connection is also joining us today. And Beth, it's good to have you along. Spring has sprung.
It is. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And, you know, it's so exciting when we have return guests that can offer our listeners so much useful information. You've got some big news to announce as far as your relationship with these folks. And so I'm going to give you the honor of introducing our guest today.
Well, I'm pleased to introduce a partner of ours, longtime partner, and we've actually partnered on a different level, and we'll talk about that today. Ryan Lawless is with the Schuster Group. He's been with the Schuster Group since 2013. He's a senior consultant there, and he's responsible for managing clients, benefits platform, primarily nonprofit organizations and in employee benefit offerings. The Schuster Group created an organization called Tango, and this is really what we're here today to talk about, is The Connection's new partnership with Tango. We're really excited and proud to be a partner of Tango. So welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here for a second time. Always nice to be invited back.
Tell us a little bit about Tango and how it started, what it does, and how it benefits its members.
Great, Beth. As you mentioned, I work for an organization called the Schuster Group. Schuster Group is an employee benefits firm. We manage healthcare and retirement plans, and we've done that for a long time with nonprofit organizations. Our founder, Roland Schuster, about 12, 13 years ago, started Tango as a way to group our nonprofit organizations together, take that to the insurance market and the insurance carriers, and try to negotiate discounts, special deals, et cetera. Fast forward 13 years, and here we are with 1,420 nonprofit members in Tango. And along the way, we've realized that nonprofits have a lot of business needs and are really operate as true businesses. So we've added partners to the platform that are local organizations, service firms, accounting firms, legal firms, IT firms that have a specialty in working with nonprofit organizations, have a history of working with nonprofit organizations. And we have a vibrant community that the Connection knows a lot about and is very involved.
So let me ask you, Ryan, because, you know, so many nonprofits, you know, nationally, here locally, are being squeezed so tight. And there's such a need with COVID and everything else that's going on. So let me ask you how the Schuster Group, in coming up with Tango, as you talked about your founder, really creating this as power in numbers. How are you making that, and how's that having an impact?
Yeah, I think Tango at its core recognizes that nonprofits are businesses and complex businesses at that. And I think the complexities on the business side of nonprofit organizations continues to grow and evolve. And our service firms are really there to support these organizations, our partners, you know, again, I mentioned accounting firms, legal firms, IT firms. They really understand what nonprofits go through on a day-to-day basis. They understand what the needs of nonprofits are. And our goal is to bring these services to the nonprofit organizations so that they can focus on their missions, which is, as you had mentioned, you know, things like homelessness and reintroducing after incarceration and all of these issues that we face as a community. You know, our goal at Tango is to try to free the nonprofits up to spend their time on those issues, not the business issues on the back end. We want to support that part of it.
And I just would want to add, too, that nonprofits like The Connection are really focusing on collaboration lately. Collaboration with one another, collaboration with our business partners. We all realize that we can't do it all alone, and we need others to help us further our mission. And as you mentioned, Ann, you know, state budget is not always as supportive as we need it to be. So we need to rely on others in order to fulfill the objectives we want to and to care for our clients. It's really what it's all about. So we have benefited immensely from the partnership and from Tango in that there are a group of people ready and willing and able to assist us as we need it. So we've been long partners of this group.
And, you know, that's a good point, Beth. And when we talked before, Ryan, I think there's a bit of an issue with the words nonprofit. To me, as an outsider, maybe to some of our listeners, that might mean, you know, you don't make money. But nonprofit, as you so well have articulated in the past, is really kind of a inappropriate label, if you will, for these organizations that do so much for our community.
Yeah, it's simply a concept around taxes, right? I think nonprofits have every right to earn profit and reinvest those profits back into what they're doing. And I think the connection is a great example of that. You know, the connection is joining Tango as our first nonprofit partner. So they've developed services that they want to be able to bring out to the market. They're very good at it, and they want to be able to drive revenue that they can then in turn reinvest into the services that they provide. And I think it's just a great model. And this dates back to a conference that we had 3 years ago, where we had a very dynamic speaker who had come out of the private sector and has helped her organization really take what they're good at and monetize that. And that's helped them grow and again, help them deliver, you know, more services, better services, and just impact more people's lives. And that's what the connection's looking to do. And Tango's looking to help them do it. And I think, Beth, you can probably expand a little bit on some of those services that you guys are bringing out to the market.
Beth, you know, that's the point. We've talked about this before, is that you can't rely on the reimbursements that you're going to get from various state agencies. I mean, obviously, that's a huge component of it. But really, the connection and other nonprofits, we'll keep calling them that, have had to kind of recreate themselves and figure out how you can generate revenues from your training programs and the other things that you have right. expertise in that you can offer to other folks, which you've done.
We have, yeah, because traditionally nonprofits rely on donations, right, to sustain their mission. And during COVID, a number of businesses, organizations, individuals have lost jobs. You know, donations, events, fundraising events can't hold them, right, because of COVID. Well, we're still focused on donor revenue and on donations to the organization, but we knew we had to do more, and we had to do more to support our bottom line. So after going to this conference, as Ryan mentioned, and listening to Angela Beauville, who is just a superstar CEO of a large nonprofit organization, as Ryan said, runs it very much as a for-profit business. We were sparked, and we started looking internally at what do we do well? You know, we're a large organization, a large nonprofit organization with a pretty robust infrastructure, right? A lot of administrative arms and a lot of talent within our organization. And we looked at, you know, what are those things that we do well and how can we help others succeed? And in turn, how can we help ourselves sort of move forward? So we've identified a couple of areas, the first being training. We have a very robust training department, and we have delivered trainings both internally to our own staff as well as externally to other nonprofit partners for several years. This year alone, we have delivered trainings to 70 external partners. And people are asking for more and more of these trainings. So we were really excited and said, hey, this is something we can do more of. You know, COVID's offered us some opportunities because we don't have to be in person to do this training. We can do this all virtually now. And so we've got the platforms. We've invested in what's called a learning management system. So that we can have an external portal partnering with other organizations to bring them in and offer very professional, customized or non-customized, whatever others prefer, trainings in a variety of areas. We do everything from computer skills training to leadership development training to clinical training, because, of course, what we do is both clinical and case management intervention with our clients. So we have that expertise as well. This Tango experience is really going to allow us to deliver these trainings to a much broader audience, and we're really excited about that. We also offer private consultation, and that's tailored to an individual organization's need. And right now we have a couple of partnerships, small partnerships, that we put together with either startup organizations or organizations that have been around for a while but want to do things a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And they may not have the internal talent or the strength or the resources to be able to think of things a little bit differently, whether it's communication or branding or business development on their own, maybe a finance issue, business development, whatever business item that they may need. So we've been doing some of that as well. We actually were contacted recently by an organization in Chicago, which kind of surprised us, but also thrilled us. It was a new startup organization. They had heard about us and wanted some tips as to how to establish a 501c3 and how to structure and, you know, sort of hire people that would get this up and running. So we gave them some thoughts, and they are off and running as a 501c3.
That's great. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Ryan Lawless, and Ryan is a senior consultant at the Schuster Group and also really kind of spearheading this new organization called Tango. So let me ask you this, Ryan. What are the criteria for somebody who might be listening to this program that's interested in your program, and, you know, who makes the cut, who doesn't?
Yeah, so you know, Tango has been around for 15 years, and,
right.
And as I mentioned earlier, we have 1,419, I believe it's actually 1,420 members as of today, and we have 19 partners. Our members are nonprofit organizations, and they join for free. So if you work at a nonprofit, if you're in the management area of a nonprofit, you can join for free. There's no cost, and there really truly is no catch. Our partners go through a vetting process. Most of our partners, again, are for-profit firms. The Connection is our first nonprofit partner. Our for-profit firms that have a footprint in the nonprofit sector. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, with all these members, we get a lot of interest from businesses looking to break into the nonprofit sector. But we really look for businesses that understand nonprofits, that have a history of working with nonprofits. You know, most of them come actually by way of a recommendation from a nonprofit organization. But if you are a business that has nonprofit clients and a history with working with them and want to grow your business, then I think Tango is a great opportunity, and you can certainly, you know, reach out to us. And, you know, we've got big plans for the next, you know, 5 years, and I think it's a great thing to be a part of.
Ryan, how do people reach you?
You can reach me both email. It's rlawless@schustergroupne.com. You can reach me by telephone, 860-205-4070, or you can also go on tangoalliance.org and view information about our organization.
And Ryan, the Schuster Group recently has partnered with a national organization. Can you talk a little bit about that alliance and how that's going to sort of change the face of Tango moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. As of January 1st, we've merged under an organization called NFP, National Financial Partners. They're the fifth largest broker, employee benefits broker in the country, one of the largest retirement providers in the country, a really kind of vibrant, cool, young organization that is growing leaps and bounds. And part of that acquisition was also to bring Tango under their umbrella. And they see Tango as an opportunity to grow NFP's brand in the nonprofit sector, to grow Tango both regionally to begin with and ultimately nationally as we continue to have success. And, you know, that's really exciting for us. It's a lot of fun to operate your business in a way that supports nonprofit organizations in your community. And I think as other NFP offices around the country learn about what we're doing, I think, you know, they're going to be excited to launch this in their local areas and start to partner and work with nonprofits and, you know, in a different way that I think, again, is just a socially responsible way to do business and a fun way to do business. And a fun way to grow your business, giving back in just a different way as opposed to just donations. Beth, as you know, we donate to golf tournaments and galas and all those different things. But yep. We also donate a fair amount of time and energy in growing Tango and bringing, you know, a lot of different things to the nonprofit sector.
And talk a little bit about sort of where you see yourself in 5 years. I know you've got some initiatives that you're working towards within Tango, and to sort of broaden the reach to folks in the community. So do you want to talk about some of those plans?
Yeah, it's really just continuing to build on our mission, which is to help nonprofits thrive. And I think that's going to look a lot different than it, you know, in 5 years than it does now. And I think the Connection is a phenomenal example of that. I do believe that more nonprofits are going to continue to look to do things to drive revenue. We have several different events that and things that we're bringing to the table. We're starting a fundraising events calendar so that nonprofit organizations can promote their annual events through Tango. We have something called Behind the Success, which is going to be a monthly live webcast that's going to be hosted by Tango. That'll be a one-on-one discussion with leaders in the nonprofit sector focusing on, you know, their organizations, how they became successful, the obstacles, the challenges that they face. We have a Tango Foundation, which provides scholarships to employees in the nonprofit sector that are looking to grow in their careers and hopefully help get them into nonprofit leadership positions. A lot of it is really just trying to promote nonprofit organizations, support them, help them thrive, and help the communities understand the importance of nonprofits. I think a lot of people don't truly understand how important nonprofit organizations are to our everyday lives.
Ryan, one of the things that we've talked about too is the dedication of the employees that work for nonprofits. And I know that, you know, Schuster Group is also working with those folks because, let's face it, you know, if you're looking for a job, part of what you're looking for is benefits, support. You know, how do you navigate through these difficult times? And that's also what you guys do. And you've talked before about how valuable these people are. You know, we talk about nonprofits, but it's really behind the scenes, the people that are one-on-one with these individuals who are going through whatever. And it just, you know, these are the folks who make our society better, right? What kind of a world would we live in if we didn't have these folks working for organizations like The Connection and other nonprofits?
Yeah, it's hard work, and people don't certainly get into the nonprofit sector for the salaries or for the hourly pay.
Yep.
And so what we try to do as a firm is create benefit programs that can support those other areas of their life, that they know that the health care that they need to receive, that their families need to receive is going to be there for them, that they know if they work for that organization for a certain amount of time that they'll be able to retire comfortably and live a life beyond working. So, you know, it is really focusing on that individual and you know, outside again of salary and pay, what can we bring to the table to make that an attractive job? And I think, you know, if we can continue to do that, I think you're going to see a lot of people start to come out of the private sector and go in and work for nonprofits and do something that means a lot to them. You know, a lot of people want to start to do something that they can go home and look at themselves and feel really good about. And I think most nonprofit employees are going to do that. They're really making a difference day to day.
Absolutely. You know, speaking from personal experience, I worked in the for-profit sector for many years before coming into the nonprofit sector, and there's nothing like it. And from my point of view, I have a business background. This is almost a full circle moment, right? So we're creating business opportunities that will strengthen the nonprofit. But there's nothing like being able to do the work that I love to do that helps so many people in Connecticut. So, you know, nonprofit businesses really have a foothold in Connecticut, in our country. It's a large business that I don't think people look at as businesses, but certainly have the infrastructure, have the needs, and, you know, can do so much more. And we're here to help others thrive and any way we can. And we're so grateful for this partnership, Ryan. And what Tango means to us is just so much for us to get our name out there and our word about what we're doing, how we can help others so that others can help us in return.
I really appreciate that, Beth. And as you know, the relationship that we have both professionally with the Schuster Group and this new Tango partnership means a lot to us. And we're really excited about sharing this story. I think that this story is going to generate a lot of interest as we grow Tango. I think this the connection really exemplifies what the Tango model can do for nonprofit organizations.
I want to remind folks, too, that you know, when you join Tango as a member for free, you're also eligible for all different types of benefits from these partners. So that's what you're getting in return, too, not just the expertise, but exclusive discounts for members of Tango. So it's definitely a great thing if you're a nonprofit out there. Join for free because there are resources that will be at your fingertips at a discounted cost.
Absolutely. And, you know, I was going to say, we have been doing this program now, Ryan, for a long time. And I know that our listeners are very loyal listeners. And we have heard success story after success story after heartbreaking story after success story. I mean, you know, it runs the gamut. And so for people that think that the services that these folks are provided don't work, you've got another thing coming because we are proof and we've heard the voices and we've talked about the lives of people who have been so impacted, you know, and turned their lives around. You know, one mother who had five children, you know, back when we had your annual meeting, remember, Beth, yep. the woman who had lost her children, had nowhere to live, and now has a roof over her head, and her kids are back, and they're all going to college. And I mean, the stories go on and on and on and on. So that's why we have to support nonprofits. We really have to be behind this. And it's so great, Ryan, that you know your organization, the Schuster Group, and your founder has really found a value in creating this kind of, I guess, kind of a side deal to really support nonprofits. So I'm hoping that we might have engaged people that are interested. And again, if you could just give them the website, Ryan, one more time that they could get in contact with if they want more information.
Yeah, it's tangoalliance.org is the website. And definitely visit it and let us know if you're interested in having further discussions.
All right, that's great. And of course, folks, you know this website. We talk about it all the time. If you're looking for more information on The Connection and all the services that they offer, please go to theconnectioninc.org. And thank you both. Thank you, Beth. Thank you, Ryan Lawless from the Schuster Group. You know, it was a great discussion, and I just think it just shows that, you know, now in these difficult times, we have to support each other. We got to wrap our arms around each other, and that is exactly what you both are doing.
Thanks, Sam.
And we want to appreciate you as well. And we want to thank you all for listening to this edition of The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Once and another path.